Good morning, everybody. Today we have with us Ellie Honea. Ellie serves as a long-term missionary in Tokyo, Japan, on staff with Community Arts Tokyo and New Community Church. Her sending organization is Mission to the World. Ellie has been home on furlough for about 6 months and is scheduled to return to Tokyo in March. She is a pianist and is both an accompanist and teacher. Born in Tokyo, her biography indicates she is a graduate of Belhaven University with a BA in music. After graduation, she returned to Tokyo for a two-year term building relationships with the Japanese as a musician, teacher, student, and friend. During that time, she saw God powerfully working and using music and the arts to encourage Japanese Christians and to function as a bridge between non-Christian communities and the church. Now, as a long-term missionary on staff with Community Arts Tokyo, Ellie serves by supporting church planting through music and arts ministry. Not only will Ellie be verbally telling us about her ministry in Tokyo, but we will also hear from her as she plays a selection for the offertory this morning. So without further ado, here's Ellie.
Thank you. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me and giving me a chance to give a little bit of an update in person. It's wonderful to meet all of you. As she said, I'm Ellie, serving with Mission to the World's Community Arts Tokyo team, and I've been there since 2012. And we're a small but growing group of musicians and artists who support churches, especially young church plants that are just getting started, and we're out serving in their communities. And you might have heard, in Japan, Christians are very few. They make up 0.3% of the population. So there is great need both inside and outside of that small church in Japan. And the crowds of Tokyo are not a faceless, lost 99% statistic on a piece of paper. We're talking about freelance musicians who are working part-time jobs to make ends meet, like Maho and Tomoharu. Or neighborhood moms and businessmen who love art and music, like Ayako and Kochi. Or friends who say, "You seem to like the Bible. Could we maybe read that together? I've never read it before," like Yumiko and Yoko. Now, the need in Japan can feel overwhelming. But I once was translating into English for a Japanese pastor, and he said something along these lines, and it's really stuck with me. In the Bible, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Pray for laborers to be sent out." It says the harvest is plentiful. We are prone to think Japan is hard, difficult. It's pointless to preach the gospel here. This harvest is bad. But the harvest is wonderful, plentiful. The problem is not the harvest. It's that the laborers are few. And these few laborers are often afraid. Will the gospel really be spread? Is it just a waste of time? I can't even speak Japanese fluently yet. But God will help, and he is preparing a plentiful harvest. The harvest is wonderful. I want you to know that a wonderful 99.7% harvest is waiting. And what encouraging words those have been to me. And that is the perspective and heart for the harvest that I want to have as I labor in Tokyo, whether it's teaching piano lessons on a weekday afternoon or helping lead worship on Sunday, having dinner with a seeker friend, or planning a big arts event. So in the midst of all of that in Tokyo, part of our role as creative people, as musicians, as Christians, is to explore the culture in Japan and to enjoy God through the arts, to cross the boundary walls and instead bridge the church with their community, helping the church to reach out and be a blessing in their community, and to see every aspect of life through a gospel lens. And we're also inviting the community to taste and see and hear that there is a God and the Lord is good. So getting to be part of this ministry in Tokyo, it's exciting to share about a lot of the stuff that I get to do, but honestly, I am learning so much. I think far more than I've been able to do in the 7-ish years I've been there so far is lots of learning. And And part of my role, I've learned, is simply to show up and walk alongside people and be there for them. Whether it's late night talks with my roommate, Yukari, who had come to faith and was struggling with depression and her career choice as a freelance pianist. Or reading the Bible with my friend Yoko, who's an actress and started coming to English Bible study solely for the English, but was captured by the message and is now full of curiosity. Or maybe it's when I'm offering piano lessons to a pastor's kid, becoming one of the only Christians they know besides their parents. Or maybe it's when I'm over on the other side of Tokyo attending a fashion show where a designer friend, Kay, who's a member at one of the church plants, uses unique and beautiful dress designs to share his faith with his friends in the fashion world. And so I'm honored to be a tiny part of God working in and through all of these friends and many more in their different worlds in Tokyo, and I am learning so much. And as part of our role, sometimes big things outside of our control happen in Japan, and we're honored to be there for such a time as this. The first big one that I heard about was in 2011. I'm sure many of you saw in the news how great disaster rocked northeastern Japan, triple disaster, earthquake, tsunami, nuclear disaster. The church were the first responders, and the recovery support who stayed the longest. And through that, multiple churches have been planted over the past 8 years. And churches all over the world were praying for Japan. And through volunteering together and with their neighbors in their community, they saw that the church in Tokyo grew as well through volunteering together. And it was missionaries who were some of those first responders in March of 2011, saw how key music was in heart care, in community building, in church planting. And it was from that Community Arts Tokyo was born. And unfortunately, while Japan is a beautiful country and has wonderful systems in place, it is a country where natural disasters and earthquakes are recurring things. So it is an ongoing part and core of our ministry. And now this year, in 2020, we have another very different but surprisingly similar opportunity as a great disaster, the Tokyo Summer Olympic Games. And so again, all of Japan is going to be working together, looking in one direction, and the eyes of the entire world will be on Japan for a season. So once again, we, the church, have a special opportunity to shine our unity in Christ and to be at the heart of current events for the glory of God and the growth of his kingdom. So once again, there's a spark coming that could launch now this next 8-10 years of church planting. And this time, it's a joyous occasion. And this time, there's time to plan, which is wonderful. I love going in with a plan. And one of those plans I'd love to invite you all to join us in if you're interested. It's called Grace 2020, 90 Days of Prayer. And so the website is up, grace2020.org, and I've got that in writing back on the table as well. And that soon it'll be available for download on an app as well. But it's going to be a prayer request a day throughout the summer months, 90 days, going through praying for each prefecture in Japan and then for each ward of Tokyo. And so it's actually praying through the route that the Olympic torch is going to take leading up to the Olympics. But we'll be praying together for God to work through the energy and excitement of the Olympics to spread the light of the gospel for the sake of his glory. And so maybe this is all a little bit unusual ways of church planting, but in the midst of natural disasters and Olympic games, through the arts and culture, all of these are opportunities for us to see God displayed in his glory and to pause, to enjoy it, and to say to whoever is next to us, look, this is beautiful. So these are all different opportunities for the seeds of the good news of Jesus to be sown, for saplings of relationships to be watered and cultivated, for people to be cared for and pointed to God. So I hope you are encouraged this morning. Yes, the need is great in Japan, but God is at work. And the churches in Tokyo are multiplying, and it's beautiful. So thank you, each of you, so much for being part of these stories, part of our team these past few years through giving as a church to the ministry in Tokyo. We all appreciate it more than we can say. And the table in the back is you're leaving afterwards. I have books of pictures and some visuals. I have magnet cards, reminders to pray for Japan, my missionary cards, a little brochure about the ministry. So just stop by there and pick up anything you're interested in. Thank you all so much.